You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We move now to an individual who is going to be inducted into the South Dakota Hall of Fame next week. His name is Ernie Carlson. He's a distinguished South Dakota lawyer, businessman, community leader, and family man. I caught up with Ernie and his children yesterday and began the conversation by asking Ernie about his mom and dad, Chris and Cecilia Carlson.
My parents were Danish immigrants, came here in the 1890s, and they were very fine people, and they didn't know each other in Denmark, but they met in Omaha and got married and moved out to the Black Hills area. And he worked in the Homestake mine, and then they eventually ended up, well, he worked also helping build Ormond Dam, and they moved out on ranch country. And I was born in 1921 on the ranch. The ranch has been in the family for 90 years this year.
So then talk about growing up on that ranch, because you learn lots of things growing up on a ranch. Tell us some of the things that you learned growing up on that ranch.
Well, it was a small 10,000-acre ranch, and you used to do the, well, by the time you're about 11 or 12 in a ranch, you're expected to do a man's work, and you ride horseback, and you move cattle and sheep and whatever is necessary to do, ride the tractors if you need to mow, cut hay and put up hay, and the usual ranch work, and help with the branding of the cattle and the sheep. And the sheep, you brand them with paint, with a red paint, and after they sheared, you brand them, and then that brand stays on for the till the next year.
Now, Ernie, we're going to fast forward a few years. You went to Black Hills State for a couple of years, and it was there that you learned how to fly aerobatics. Now, this had nothing to do with your path in life, so why aerobatics?
Well, President Roosevelt started a program in about 1939, I think, where he wanted to train pilots, but he wanted to hide us in the Department of Commerce so we wouldn't be called as a buildup on the in the Army. So we trained and learned how to fly and fly aerobatics, and it was a good program. Joe Foss and George McGovern and John Glenn, the astronaut, all learned how to fly under this same program.
Now, you ended up graduating from the University of South Dakota, and you earned your law degree there as well. But
yes, I got a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration first, and then 2 years later, I got my law degree from a very, very good law school, University of South Dakota.
Yeah, and you didn't stay here, though. You ended up going to Washington State. Why did you choose Washington State?
My brother was out there, and he talked me into coming out, and I thought, well, the old saying, go west, young man. So Bonnie and I packed up the two daughters, and we moved to Washington, and went to work for a big title company out there, and they worked in four different offices out there in the 5 years as we were out there, and learning the complexities of the title insurance industry. We had contracts on the McGrady Dam, which backed up into three cities, and also did some work on the Hanford Atomic Energy area where they built the atomic bomb. They expanded some stuff out there.
You mentioned the title business. You learned that title business, and you learned it quickly, and then you came back to South Dakota, and you've got the name now that you're South Dakota's father of title insurance. That was relatively new at the time, wasn't it?
Right. As we used the West Coast system of title insurance, and I was hired by a title insurance company of Boise, Idaho, to come out of South Dakota and develop title insurance, and I signed up a lot of agents in South Dakota, and had seminars and teaching, private teaching and so forth, and teaching the system that we had. And I was their general counsel, and also the go-to guy to answer their problems when they had title problems, and I had calls every day on it. I did that for 40 years. It was a very good program. And we developed title insurance, and we had the contract Army Rudder had the contract on the Gibbons Point Dam, the land being flooded, and the Port Thompson Dam, and the huge Owyhee Dam, back from here up to Big, made a contract in South Dakota, one county. Did title work when the U.S. Department of Justice condemned property for the interstate highway system. He went to title insurance. So we threw our Angry Rider away along the trails where he developed title insurance for him.
Now, you owned your company, Land Title Guarantee Company, up until your retirement in 2013. Now, that wasn't that long ago, Ernie. You must have really enjoyed what you were doing.
Yes, I always did, yes. I didn't retire until I was about 92, I guess. I got emphysema, and I didn't smoke myself, but I worked around smokers all my life, and I finally developed emphysema. Wasn't for that, I'd still be able to do a lot of things, but it did incapacitate me for a lot of things.
Now, over the years, you've been very involved in your community. How did being involved in the various clubs like the Sioux Falls Downtown Lions Club and the Sioux Empire Home Builders Association shape who you are today?
Well, I belong to the Lions Club since 1957, still do, and I was Lion of the Year, and we also developed the South Dakota Lions Eye and Tissue Bank, and we rented property in around the hospital there for years, and about 3-4 years ago we built a new building, new $3 million building out on North Sioux Falls for the Sight and Tissue Bank, and it's a very, very successful operation.
Now, your influence, Ernie, is and will continue to affect your family and those around you, and you do sound like one very interesting man who has done a lot and changed the way things are being done today. I'm sure you've been just an amazing role model to your children and your grandchildren.
Well, thank you. And I was on the park board for 10 years, and we developed pools, and a lot of pools, and we developed Keene Park and golf course, Frank Olson Park and golf and pool. And back in when I was on the park board, we were going to build a park in Southeast Sioux Falls, small park and neighborhood park. And I found out that they were going to build a school in the same area. So I said to the park board, let's get together with the school board and build a park and a school together. Well, the park manager said that would never work. Well, that night I called Doris Larson on the school board and we put it together. And the first one was a John Harris School and Park together, where the school uses the park property for playground, and the park uses the school bathroom facilities and gymnasium, and it worked out, I understand, very well. I understand that they've got using it for several more on the same program.
We're lucky enough today to have your children, Cindy and Chris, with us, and I'm going to ask them each one question. We'll start with Cindy now. Cindy, you've had a front row seat to see your father's success. Kind of talk about that a little bit.
You brought up role model. I think he was a wonderful role model for civic involvement. He was very, very interested in the city of Sioux Falls and the state of South Dakota and just, you know, encouraging good things to happen. He was also involved with the beginning the bike trail around the city, and also involved with the zoo board and getting a modern zoo to come to town. When we were kids, we'd go to zoos in different parts of the country when we were traveling. And so he was just a great role model for civic involvement and working hard and doing the right thing.
Chris, same question.
Well, I think the biggest thing about Dad is that he just really cared about people and about helping people, and whether it was in his business or whether it's through community involvement. And that was the most striking thing growing up as a kid, and just seeing him always be available for people who had questions, who had needs. Didn't matter if it was somebody just knew that walked off the street and we were trying to figure out how to close in their house, to, you know, one of the richest guys in town coming in for advice. He just was always available for everybody. It didn't make any difference, and he just cared about people, and that just extended all the way to everything that he did. And it couldn't have been a better role model for all of us, and for his employees and for people he worked with. And I mean, he had employees that worked for them for 40 years. I mean, and that's just, in this day and age, it's very unusual for people to stick with a company for that long, and he did that. That's the kind of company he had.
And going around town with him on errands or something, it was just amazing how everywhere we'd go, people would come up to him and shake his hand and tell him, you know, maybe he remembered him, maybe he didn't, how he had affected their lives. So it was... He was very appreciated.
Ernie, after this conversation, there is no doubt in my mind why then Mayor Jack White proclaimed May 19th, 1992, Ernest G. Carlson Day in Sioux Falls. You're going to be inducted into the South Dakota Hall of Fame next week. Congratulations, Ernie.
Thank you.
For more information and tickets, visit sdexcellence.org. September 8th and 9th in Chamberlain is the South Dakota Hall of Fame induction. Ernie, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for calling.
Cindy, thank you for being with us as well.
Yes, thank you.
And Chris, you too.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it very much.